And time now for today's No Sweat News.
Okay, yeah, this can grab you some Shinedown tickets. The boys from Shinedown as they hit our area next week.
It's going to be great. Starland Ballroom for the acoustic show. Now, we start with Facebook and the 10-year challenge.
Yeah, which I have not participated in myself.
Well, you may want to, or after you hear this, you may not.
Oh.
The 10-year challenge is where people post their first Facebook picture, profile picture, and then their most recent. And everybody gets to compare them and say, wow, you really put on a lot of weight, but you still look good. Or, wow, you actually look really good. You must be taking care of yourself.
With me, it's you look like crap either way.
I know.
Both pictures.
You look like a degenerate no matter what, Carl. Nice job with the bourbon.
You look fairly homeless now and 10 years ago.
Could the 10-year challenge be a scheme from Facebook to get more data from us? Some experts think, yes, that is at its core.
I don't trust Facebook at all anymore.
Some experts are now saying that it gives Facebook an incredible opportunity to train artificial intelligence systems and facial recognition.
Great.
On the topic of how we age, which has never, ever been possible before.
Excellent.
You post your two photos 10 years apart. It appeals to your vanity because you lost a bunch of weight and you look good.
Or you gained a lot of weight.
Or not. And then they threw it through their computer systems and then sell the data to whomever they want. Because we gave them permission when we signed up.
Yep. And also to share it with artificial intelligence yet again. Let's make the robots that much smarter. The same robots, which will probably kill us by 2040.
Now, how would they use the info? Well, some say they could sell it to an insurance company and somehow jack up people's rates, right?
Okay.
Or maybe they sell it to the government and say, well, your terrorist suspect looked like this 15 years ago. So now he might look more like this.
Yeah.
That might actually help us. Mm. Or so they want you to think.
Exactly. I ain't buying this.
Did the 10-year challenge become a scheme or not?
It probably is.
Well,
I don't trust Facebook. I don't trust anything. No.
I know.
At all.
What's our trust level on Facebook and social media in general?
Absolutely not.
Pretty low, right?
Yeah.
Now, according to a new study in story number two, the most stressed out cities in America are
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Well, here's the question, Dave.
What?
How many of the top 10 most stressed out cities are in New Jersey?
How many of the top 10?
How many of the top 10 are in New York? How many are in California?
Well, New York City's got to be in the list. Let's say Newark, New Jersey will be on the list. I'll say just one state. New Jersey.
You were right about Newark, wrong about just one.
Wrong about New York.
Amongst the top 10, there are three cities in New Jersey.
Three!
That experts say are the most stressed out.
Newark, Camden,
California,
Jersey City.
California has just two. Or no, California also has three. East L.A., Inglewood, and L.A. itself. Although if you're going to count East L.A.,
I'm confused about how Los Angeles works.
In New Jersey, it's Jersey City,
boom,
Newark,
boom,
and Elizabeth.
Oh! Man, my guesses are good, though. I told you Jersey City and Newark.
I know. How nuts is it, though? Of the top 10 cities of stress balls, we got three here in the Garden State, and yet our entire state is about the size of Houston, Texas.
I have family and friends in both Jersey City
nuts.
And Bayonne,
and all they do
is yell at each
other.
They're
nuts.
Even when they're not angry, they're like, are you going to watch the game tomorrow, Tony?
It's all about loud.
Yeah. They're just screaming
all
the time in those places.
And now we go to Florida for the soft white underbelly of the No Sweat News. Dateline, Florida, where in Wellington, Florida, Jeffrey Cassidy was peeping on a teenage girl in her room, right?
Come on,
well,
man.
Here's what happened to Jeffrey. The girl's father left the house, found him in the bushes outside his teenage girl's window, and the guy took off running. But here's what the peeping Tom didn't realize. The girl's father is a former cornerback by the name of Tony Beckham.
Oh,
played professionally in the NFL from 2002 to 2007. And for those who don't know off the top of their head, if you're a cornerback, it literally means his job was to chase people who are running away from him.
Yeah, their job is to cover the receiver, of course.
Right.
So if it basically means you are super fast.
This guy picked the wrong house to peep on because Tony, the former cornerback, caught him. And, you know, shockingly, somehow the guy ended up with a busted lip and two black eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did play in the NFL. They're usually pretty tough in that league. The guy should have chosen someone else, like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
I don't know if that guy knows how to tackle anyone.
Maybe next time just go to the porno store or the porn website and take care of your jollies that way.
Sick maniac.
What the hell, you maniac?
It's called karma. You just got sacked by karma, my friend.
Big time. That's the No Sweat News. We'll see you tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz for free tickets for you to check out the Shinedown Boys acoustically at Starland Ballroom. Here's how it works. I read four stories on the air. Three were part of our No Sweat News feature this week and are featured on the podcast page at WRAT.com right now. One of the stories I'll make up at about 4:20 this afternoon. Oh. And if you spot the phony, you got a great chance at winning the tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.